whom were put to death, but to the death row guards, many of whom begged Hinton's attorneys to get him out. When a unanimous Supreme Court ruling ordered his release, he was finally able to walk free. And this is what he said: "One does not know the value of freedom until one has it taken away. People who run out of the rain," he said, "I run into the rain. How can anything that falls from heaven not be precious? Having missed the rain for so many years, I am so grateful for every drop just to feel it on my face." Hinton is a powerful example of the ability to respond in gratitude, in the most hideous of circumstances. "The world didn't give you your joy, and the world can't take it away," he said. So when he was asked, "Aren't you angry? Aren't you upset?" He said, "You can let people come into your life and destroy it, but I refuse to let anyone take my joy. I get up in the morning, and I don't need anyone to make me laugh. I am going to laugh on my own because I have been blessed to see another day. And when you are blessed to see another day, that should automatically give you joy." The point we're trying to make here is that it's up to each and every one of us. It's the third rail of life. It's the place of power within us that no matter what's happening in our life, we can say, we don't have to like it, but we can say, well, thank you for this, because whatever that is that we're facing or that has come into our experience, it has to be there for our highest and greatest good. The Dalai Lama says, when you are grateful, you are not fearful. And when you are not fearful, you are not violent. And when you are grateful, you act out of a sense of enough and not out of a sense of scarcity, and you're willing to share. If you are grateful, you are enjoying the differences between people and respectful to all people. A grateful world is a world of joyful people. Grateful people are joyful people, and grateful world is a happy world. Gratitude connects us. I like that we're doing this. We're going to be talking the whole month about gratitude. And we're going to take it to 40 days. Whenever you start this is your beginning. Doesn't have to be the first of the month. I know a woman who, she complained about everything. I would know, you know, that there was going to be this long list of complaints that she had. She had complaints about her boss. She had complaints about her environment. And I would just sit and listen to her complaints. And amazingly, this went on for a long time. I know a lot of very interesting people. But it was amazing. She all of a sudden came across how to be grateful. And she started the process of being grateful. I'd like to say that it instantly changed, but it didn't. Because you see, our mind has this default mechanism in it that warns us, danger, danger, danger of this. And aren't we taught that when we're younger? Oh, don't touch that, it's hot. Don't run out in the street. I used to drive my mother crazy. I loved to see her get excited. And even as a little girl, there's a picture of me running out into the street and my mother like this. You know? Oh. Anyway, getting back to this woman. She started working on gratitude. And it's been absolutely amazing. Her whole story has changed. All of a sudden, her boss isn't as difficult. And he gave her what do they call it? When you get an appraisal of how your work is, it's the first time she ever got a good appraisal. Wasn't great, but it was certainly better than it's ever been. And she said, "You know," she said to me, "You know, I think this gratitude thing is working. It is beginning to change her life." But because the mind has this default of going to the worst case scenario, we're the ones that must pull it back, that have to say, "Whoa, there, beloved mind. Let's see what we can be grateful for." This woman's joy level is at about 50%, which is much better than maybe 0.210%. Where's your joy level? Where's your gratitude? The moment I wake up in the morning, I say, "Thank you, God, for another day." Does it always turn out great? No. But I've learned that the more I smile and the more I work my smile muscle, the greater my day becomes. And when something is presented, I even have learned to say, "Thank you, God, for that." Because if it's in front of me, if it's in my zone, it is there as a gift. And maybe I need to learn greater compassion. Maybe I need to learn greater generosity. Maybe I need to learn how to complain a little bit less. Maybe I need to learn how fortunate I am. I don't know. But the only way we're going to find out is when we start saying, "Thank you for this, whatever this is. Give me the strength, give me the courage to walk through that. And let me daily count 10 things that I'm grateful for." Gratitude being the third rail, it is the power that moves us forward. It is the power that keeps giving back because we say, "Thank you, thank you, thank you." So I'm asking us all, are you willing to put gratitude to the test in your life? And are you willing to do it consistently? Because only you can. It's totally up to you. Life is asking each one of us, in my opinion, to expand greater who we are and what we desire to express. Because you see, nobody can give you a grateful heart but you. So, I would love to hear in a month and a half exactly what's taken place in your life that has up-leveled you in your gratitude, in your realizing that nothing's against you, everything is for you, even the difficult times. Okay? Yes? Let's take it into prayer. So we just take this moment, recognizing that there is only one life, one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing presence. By whatever name you call this, God, the infinite, the divine, the beloved, there is only one life. And that life is uniquely and divinely and beautifully desiring to express in and through and as each one of us. Each one of us unique and special and loved, cherished and adored. This is what I know. This is the truth that lives within and around each and every one of us. We claim it today in a greater way. And where there's a need for a healing, where there is a need for a greater truth to expand and be explored in your life, I call it forth now to be revealed. For I recognize that with the divine loving presence, it's all good, all God. And so we give thanks for that knowingness. We fill our hearts and our minds with gratitude and thanksgiving for this opportunity to come together to know this truth in a greater, richer, fuller way than we have ever known before. With a grateful heart and an opening and a receptive mind. body and soul. And greater than what I can speak in words, I know is already taking place in the mind of spirit. I recognize it, I trust it, and I release into the mystery and the miracles that are yet to take place for each and every one of us. For we have committed to be filled with that gratitude. So I just release, I let it go into that ever-giving, loving law of spirit that always says yes. Returning to and through each and every one of us, multiplied, magnified, spilling over. We are full of it, and we're proud of it. And if you agree with me in any way, please join me in saying, and so it is, so it shall be. Amen.